every field of life, technology is moving it on and making it bewildering for us. But the key thing is you've got to go with change. When change occurs, you can't be sitting there resisting it like a fool. You can't be holding on to the past, rooting yourself and going, oh, things were better. Things were better in all fields of life. Immigration, things change. This country gives itself an aneurysm over immigration. You handle multiculturalism better than any society in the world at the moment. You are so good. You give shit back to cultures they never knew they had. There are a billion people in India going, what's a Balti exactly? Things change, you can't be holding on to it. Nostalgia is heroin for old people. That's all it is.
But ah, things are better in the old days.
They weren't better. You couldn't turn on a light during the 40s in this country without the Luftwaffe bombing the shit out of it. That's not better. For Christ's sake, just because you were younger and getting laid more often doesn't mean the place was better off, right? Ridiculous notions like that. Like, but stuff changes. Attitudes change, values change. Even as a comedian, you occasionally come across something, you make a joke that, you know, gets you into trouble because the attitudes have changed. I did a joke last year, and this is not a good joke. I have no excuse. It's a terrible joke, right? I'm just offering it as Exhibit A. It was about the musical Billy Elliot. And what was the composer's inspiration for the music? The joke was, Elton John, do you think he saw a little of himself in Billy Elliot? I know, it was rubbish. I didn't mean it as an attack on Elton John or as an attack on the gay community. I meant it as yet another joke in the glorious tradition of jokes involving the word in. As in, do you have any Irish in you? Would you like some? But instead, we got a letter of complaint from Peter Tatchell and the gay rights campaign group Outrage, who said that I was a disgrace and should never be allowed to work again. And the joke was, contributes to a culture of violence against gay men in Britain. Those of you unfamiliar with the work of Outrage, the previous target of one of their campaigns was Robert Mugabe. And now me. And the thing is, your initial reaction when somebody does a complaint like that is to get, to get all tough and go, it's only a joke for Jesus' sake, relax, right? Swiftly followed by loftier arguments about civil rights and comedy's obligation to say the difficult thing and freedom of speech, which is a fairly lofty point to bring in to back up something as bad as that joke about Billy Elliot, right? You wouldn't go to Strasbourg to the European Court of Human Rights with that as your argument. Oh, my lords, my ladies of the court. Elton John, you think he saw a little of himself in Billy Elliot? Try the fish, I'm here all week. Thank you very much. And in fact, if a gay man ever walked up to me and said, do you know what, that's just another joke about how we're supposed to touch kids, and we don't, there's no paedophilia homosexuality relationship at all, I'd have no argument with that whatsoever, right? Because frankly, if you don't change your attitudes when you realise you've screwed up, then I might as well just go and play golf with Jim Davidson on a Saturday morning and go, Jesus, Jim, I'm getting awful trouble off the queers at the moment, yes! What seems to be the problem, Dara? They can't take a feckin' joke. They take a cock up their arse, but they can't take a joke. That was intended ironically, by the way.